Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Obviously, we're back here at St. John Fisher for another year of training camp. How exciting is it for you guys to be back?
Oh, I'm super excited. I'm looking forward to a great season from the Bills. Josh is on fire, and I can't wait to see what the whole team brings to the table this year again. Hope for a Super Bowl.
What in particular is kind of maybe piquing your interest with this year's training camp? What are you looking forward to seeing on the field on the first day?
Nothing in particular. I just like to see them come together as the season progresses. But as far as today, nothing in particular. Just like to see Josh and the other players out there. This is his first time at camp, so we're super excited to have him here.
That's awesome. I know that the Bills yesterday, they announced they're bringing back the red helmets for at least one game. But, I mean, does that interest you at all? Does that excite you at all that they're at least bringing it back, the red helmets, for the upcoming season?
Oh, absolutely. That was my heyday, or, you know, Jim Kelly, Thurman Thomas, Andre Reed, Bruce Smith, you know, the heyday back then with the red helmets. I'm super excited to see the red helmets again. I remember it, and it just brings back, like, that chill to me now of that, the championship kind of feel.
When it comes to tickets, I'm just curious, how did you get your tickets to come here to training camp this year?
Actually, our Taekwondo refused to lose. They actually, their owners, they had tickets, and they just flew in last night from a tournament. He just flew in from a tournament, and they were able to give us the tickets because they couldn't make it today. So we got them from our dojo.
What do you make of the way that the tickets are being issued now? I know that in years past, it was as simple as just, oh, you want to go to training camp? Go to Tops, go to Wegmans. They're free. Pick them up, come on down, enjoy yourself now. With the attention and with the amount of people that come to training camp every year, it's part of a lottery system. I mean, just what do you make of the way that everything's kind of changed over the years?
I'd like to be a little bit easier to get, you know, the kids, the young fans here. I think you got to worry about these little guys here that haven't seen it through the heydays and all that stuff. I'd prefer it to be a little bit easier to get tickets for camp.
I mean, what is it that makes you want to be here for camp, at least get here maybe once a year to be able to see the team ahead of the season?
I mean, let's be real. Like, Josh is MVP of the league. The team looks fantastic. I think we got the potential to make it all the way and win our first Super Bowl. And it's exciting here in Buffalo, Batavia, Rochester, Syracuse, everywhere.
You like the fact that training camp's sticking around here in Rochester at St. John Fisher University?
Oh, absolutely. I think St. John Fisher is a great place to come to. It brings in more people from the east. You know, Syracuse can get here and just brings in more fans. A little bit easier. I mean, up in Orchard Park, people down in like Fredonia area, that's just a hop, skip, and a jump for them.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, Bowen, next question is the biggest one I got for you. How do you think the Bills are going to do this year?
I think they might make it all the way with their, I mean, if the offense is good, if the defense can just hold them, it'll be good.
Who are you looking forward to watching this season?
Probably the defense and Josh, probably.